This recording, California 18, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinarian nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from her vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of food and mouth disease, foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a cat or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that the course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much. But Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Yeah, where I grew up, we had no gooses. But anyway, my first memories are in Long Beach. My sister was there, and my mom and dad, and had a nice yard and everything. And I remember I walked was it kindergarten or first grade or something? And one day I didn't come straight home. I had gone to my girlfriend's house, but I was supposed to come straight home. So when I got home, my sister said, "You should have come straight home." So my dad asked me about it, and I said, no, I came straight home. And then my dad said, "Okay, Stella says you didn't come straight home. You said you came straight home, so we're going to have a court. We're going to swear to tell the truth. We're going to have a court." So, okay. So Stella said, no, she did not come straight home. It was whatever time when she made it home. And I said, no, I came straight home. I mean, walk slowly, but I came straight home. So my dad couldn't really come to a decision, and that was my life on Brighton. My poor sister. But we did get together and make some perfume out of gardenias, and it smelled awful. Don't make perfume out of gardenias.